My name is Shelby. I'm 15 years old. Today's December 5th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Vonnie and Banjo, who are my grandparents. We're recording this interview from Hernan, Virginia, and Cairo, Georgia, over the phone. So, what do you guys think the best thing that's ever happened to you is?
Oh my goodness, the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, wait. Well, what you think, Pop?
Well, of course, the most significant thing is Jesus. But then my mom, and then your dad and Rob, and then your big brother Mitchell and you. They can't be anything any better than that.
And their mama.
Yeah. And Alexander and his daddy and mother.
Okay. Is that sort of okay?
Yes, that's stellar. You're doing great. So, going off of that, why is your religion so important to you? What does it mean to you?
Okay, why is your religion so important? And what does it mean to us?
Yes.
Okay. Pop, you answer first.
Well, you know, we're going to live forever.
Right.
And we're going to either be in one place or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And without Jesus, we're not going to be in heaven. You know?
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation, Darren.
Yeah, it's win-win.
I mean, oh, gosh. Oh, Shelby, I'm sorry.
My whole school's going to know now.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, living a Christian life, we kind of supposed to look for the best in people. We're supposed to be able to love everybody we come in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
God expects us to be able to forgive, and because he forgives us through his son Jesus. And none of us is perfect, but we can be as close to perfect as we possibly can through his leadership.
Right. Do you think...
Oh,
go ahead, Mama.
No, I didn't... I was just going to say, Shelby, I think all of us want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody wants to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to know Jesus in our heart and know that he's going to take care of us, and we're going to go there when we die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that, like, does the Word of God and the Bible and everything, do you think it helps you, like deal with kind of, like, harder things that happen to you? Like, knowing that there's, like, a reason and everything?
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do. Especially since I've, you know, had this problem I've got. I think God gave me this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know what it is. You know, but I think one day I will know, you know.
Yeah.
So reading God's word helps me to know that, you know, that there is a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't put in a situation like this for no reason.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I think. Okay. Are we doing okay?
You're doing stellar. Let's talk about when you were younger. When you were younger, what did you think your life would be like when you grew up? And what was your life like? And what was your life like when you were younger, too?
Okay, Papa can start. Okay.
Well, you know, I didn't look real far in the future.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to... I just wanted to grow up. I wanted to be friends with people, and I wanted to have friends. I wanted to, and then I wanted to go to North Georgia College. Then I wanted to go in the Army, and I just think I set short-term goals, and I never dreamed that I'd end up being a real estate appraiser.
Well, Shelby, I certainly wanted to find
a sweet lady to be my wife forever, and I did. I looked in several places, but there she is, right here at home.
Well, Shelby, when I was growing up, we had a happy life, but I did not especially want to live on the farm the rest of my life. Yeah. I wanted to go to a big city, and I did.
You went to Atlanta, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I loved it. I loved every minute I was there. Never thought I would get married as early as I did, although I was 22 years old. But when Pop came along, oh my goodness, it just all flew out the window.
Do you want to talk about how you met and how you got married?
Oh, yes. Papa can really tell you that. Okay, you tell her that.
What was the question?
How we met and how we got married.
Well, we've known each other for a long, long time. I mean, back in third grade, and my mom was in the first grade, and my uncle and his wife, or my uncle's wife, was Aunt Bonnie, was my mom's aunt.
Oh, my goodness.
But we were...
Strange, Shelby.
Papa Davis's brother married Papa Jean Harrison's sister. And we just lived about 2 miles apart, and we just saw each other, and...
Never dreamed we'd ever date, Shelby. Never.
Well, how'd you start dating?
Huh?
How'd you start dating?
Well, I lived in Atlanta, and he was stationed at Fort Rucker, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to be a pilot. And I was at home for Thanksgiving. We lived in a small house here where our house is now.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had us out. It was Thanksgiving. And my mom had us out. We always had to rake leaves at Thanksgiving. Always had to do that Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And she had us out raking, and he drove by. I think that's what happened, right, Benja?
No, that's not exactly.
Uh-oh, it. It's not right, Shelby.
He's going to tell you. Tell
Let him tell it.
To start with, Thanksgiving, and you're talking about that year. I was in Texas at Thanksgiving, and I came to Fort Rucker in December. But right after I went in the Army, about a month after I'd been in the Army, I came home on, it was Easter. And me and my friend Elvis Sellers saw Von Seal. She was such a knockout. She had on a white dress. I remember that dress. And my friend Elvis sat on one side of her, and I sat on the other side.
That was church, Shelby, at church.
And only thing I remember is sitting by her. I don't remember the sermon or anything. And then Easter was over, and I went to Fort Benning, and we wrote letters for a while. And then I went off to Texas to flight school, and in that December I came to Fort Rucker, and I was at Grand and Papa Davis's house.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her come by in a little Monza.
Fancy car. Fancy car.
I waited about long enough for her to get home. And I called her and asked her if she would like to go somewhere and have a pizza or something. And she said yes.
But Shelby, let me tell you one thing.
Uh-huh.
I had a date with another guy that died already. I did. And you know what? When Pop asked me to go out, I said, sure. And I called that other guy. Oh, my goodness. I felt so bad about it. always felt bad about doing that, but I was glad. In the end, I was glad.
Well, now you're married, so.
Yes, now we're married. Yes. But anyway, I thought we raked leaves together, didn't we?
What?
We raked leaves together.
Was it Christmas time?
It was Christmas. Shelby, it's still Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. Mama made you rake leaves at Christmas, I guess. But it was an exciting time, Shelby.
When do you think you knew you wanted to get married?
It wasn't long after we started dating. It was not long, because he was so gentle and, you know, just nice. And
like a week?
Looked good in that uniform. Woo!
Was it like a week?
Oh, no, it was longer than that. It was, I guess, what, 2 months? 2 months. Yeah. About 2 months, Shelby. About 2 months.
That's still soon.
Yep, it's real soon. But he had orders for Alaska. And so we made plans to get married and go to Alaska. Had a sponsor in Alaska. But mm-hmm. Vietnam had started. And his orders were changed. We set the wedding date. His orders were changed 6 weeks before the wedding. And he went to Vietnam. And we did not get to go to Alaska. It was sort of disappointing. But he left. He left about 6 weeks after we got married. And was gone a solid year that I did not see.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Did you write letters?
Oh, yes. Lots and lots of letters. Lots of letters.
Do you still have any?
You know, I do. I wonder where they are. I don't know if I want to find them, Shelby.
Fair. Do you think that there's anything that you'd want to, like, relive from, like, any time in your life?
Relive.
Mm-hmm.
Relive.
I would like to relive when your dad and Rob were younger. I would not spend so much time being an Army guy. I would spend more time being a daddy, and I'd do more things with him.
Mm.
Although we did a lot of things, but I could, you know, I would do more things now.
Yeah,
I guess, Shelby, that was mine too. I would be more patient with the boys. I'd spend more time with them, you know.
Yeah.
I'd go more places with them. But I think that's about the only thing that I would like to relive sometime.
What about, like, anything, like, super, like, amazing that you'd want to, like, do again or, like, relive again?
Do again.
Yeah.
Do again.
Like, it was, like, so good that you'd want to, like, relive it.
Well, I tell you what, that cruise that your mom and dad and Rob and Nicole sent us on for our 50th wedding anniversary, I wouldn't mind doing that again at all. That was great. That was great.
No, I certainly wouldn't mind going to Hawaii. Like, when we came, I met her when I was in Vietnam and the last time I was there.
Yeah.
And
that was fun. That was fun.
And I'd certainly like to relive the days we drove to Washington and saw you as a little one and Mitchell as a little one and the time that I would love to live over again is Mitchell making scrambled eggs on the floor
and you crawling in them. that was fun. We should have taken more pictures of you and the eggs, Shelby.
No, I don't. I think it's okay. What are, like, the best, like, life lessons do you think you've learned, like, through everything that's, like,
Life lessons.
Just through anything.
Through anything.
Life
lessons.
Life lessons.
Or, like, morals.
Morals. Well, I'll tell you what, one life lesson I've learned, I think, is the most important, is to enjoy every day, Shelby.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like it might be the last, you know?
Yeah.
Always tell people that you love them, that you do love.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just be good to everybody.
Yeah.
If you can. You know, sometimes you can't be good to everybody, but try.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive. And always forgive. Is that a good life lesson?
It's stellar. I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. Art Pops, what's yours? A life lesson. He's thinking, Shelby. He's thinking.
Okay.
The biggest, I think, would be to have... we didn't go to church a lot when before the boys was married, but was born, and we really didn't go to church a lot until we retired from the Army and came back down here.
Mm-hmm.
I see the importance of living a Christ-based life.
Yeah.
And like my mom said, try not to find fault in people, but look for the good things in people. And realizing when I make a judgment against somebody, that I'm judging them based on me.
Yeah.
And I'm a poor example of being compared or using as a comparison. So... you know, I don't know if I've said anything there or not, but I would certainly want to orient my thinking about this being a lot more selfless.
Yeah.
Than I have been.
Yeah.
That's it, sweet pea.
Well, what do you think that you're, like, the most proudest, or, like, what do you think you're the proudest of that you guys have done, or that you've done?
The most what?
The proudest of something we've done? Good gracious, now, Shep, that's hard. The proudest. My goodness. Woo. What about you? The proudest.
You know, I think the proudest. I think the proudest was when my mom said she was going to have a baby the first time. And then when I saw your dad as a little old bitty rascal for the first time, I thought that, you know, there's no way I could love anybody as much as him. And then here comes Rob, and I said, gosh, it's easy to love two at the same time. And then I saw Mitchell. And I said, I can't love a grandchild any more than him. And then you came along and you blew that away. And I think love can expand. You read the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, this love chapter.
Yeah.
Love doesn't find fault and that kind of thing. You know.
Yeah.
I think I've said all I need to say about that, sweetheart.
I guess that's my proudest moments too, Shelby, because I never thought much about having a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you do, it just changes your life, and it's the most important thing that you've ever done.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess that's fine too.
Kind of like going off of that, I guess, but what do you think you like want to be remembered for?
Ooh-wee. Kindness, a gentleness,
mm-hmm.
loving to others, loving my family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's mine.
You know, I think is somebody willing to help people?
Mm-hmm.
is somebody deals. That when he said something, he did it.
Yeah.
He's a promise keeper. And that he was, he had a gentle side to him. He's truthful. Gosh, I'm going to talk about it.
We're going to put all that on his tombstone, Shelby.
No, but you both are going to be remembered like that. Like in school, like any time if we do like a get to know you thing, like on the first day of school, and there's always like a question that's like, who do you look up to the most? And I always just say the both of you, because you're both like,
Shelby,
I promise you. Because you're just the nicest people I've ever met.
Like, you're just going to make me cry. You are.
No, I do. Like, when we had to do, like, a paper on, like, why we wanted to, like, interview the people we were interviewing, and I was just, like, they're just, like, the, like, literally the best people I've ever met.
Oh, how sweet you are. Just like a granddaughter's supposed to be. You're not going to let anybody listen to our voices, are you?
I kind of have to.
I'm afraid we might be on... I'm like, hee-haw, if we are, Shelby. Oh. That would be another hee-haw show.
You can listen to the interview once I'm done with it. I can send it to you.
When can we do it?
Right when I, or like soon after I finish it, I can send it
to
you.
Okay, okay.
Well... What do you think that you want to see me do in life? Like, what do you want? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. You know, what do we want to see you do?
Yeah, or me.
You know what I want you to do?
What?
I want you to do something that you love. Whatever you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to love it. And I want you to love somebody. You know?
Yeah.
Just end up being happy. Just happy.
Yeah.
Just a happy person. A happy person. And so glad to be alive and just be happy the rest of your life. I do. No matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love you if you dug ditches, okay?
Good to know.
And Shelby, I want you to be happy. I want you to have Jesus in your heart. I want you to love people. I want you to smile a lot, and I want you to giggle a lot. I love to hear girls giggle.
We heard like, you do that.
Just like that. You know, if you want to be an astronaut, then that's what I want you to be. I want you to keep reaching.
Yeah.
And I want you to always give your best at everything you do.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And you will. You do. You do that already.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do that already.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Which is wonderful. You have ambition already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a wonderful characteristic.
Thank you.
Very, very, very nice. You have lots of friends, and we're so proud of that. We're so proud of that.
Thank you.
You go up there, and y'all just busy into everything. I think it's just wonderful. You're just wonderful. Have a lot of friends and have a lot of fun, and you're good kids, which makes us proud. Makes us proud, Shelby.
Well, what makes you happy? You keep saying you want me to be happy. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It can be like little things or big things.
Okay, what makes me happy? I'm happy today. I'm happy, Shelby, because I have y'all as family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy because I have the help that I have. I'm happy. I got a little bit of a problem, but I'm getting over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that there's medicine. you know, out there to help and doctors. And I'm really happy, and I'm happy to be married to Papa. You know, because he's a good caregiver. He's a very good caregiver right now, you know. And I got to have that right now.
Yeah.
But that makes, that, it just makes me happy, Shelby. I'm just happy now.
Mm-hmm.
I am. All right, Pop.
What makes me happy is my mom feeling good.
Oh.
My mom smiling. And my mom saying, "What you want for breakfast?" and my mom saying, "When we go to sleep at night, now it's, I say I love you, and she say I love you."
And getting Starbucks coffee, Shelby.
I said earlier, I like to hear little ones giggle. I like to see little ones having a good time. I like to see, I love dogs and cats, and I like to see cats and dogs play, but not together. And I like to hear birds sing.
It makes you happy.
Yeah.
It makes you happy. Okay.
I like to see crops growing. I like to see peanut pickers in the field picking peanuts, harvesting peanuts. I like to see a pasture with pretty cows in it.
Is he a farmer, Shelby?
I think so. I think he is.
I think so too. I do.
And I like to think about my grandchildren.
Oh.
Our grandchildren.
Yeah, they're not just yours, they're mine too. Mine too. And we're looking forward to Christmas, Shelby.
We are.
Oh, I'm so excited.
There's nothing to do here now. You know that.
It's okay.
You know that.
We
you
can find things to do. We can make things to do.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
You know how I said that you guys were like the nicest people, like the kindest people like I've ever met in my entire life?
Yes.
Who do you think has been... other than each other, who do you think has been, like, the kindest, like, person in your life or, like, your biggest role model in life?
Well, Pop, you got to say that.
Well, when I started in high school doing construction work with Mr. Norton,
mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot from him. I learned that things don't always go right.
Yeah.
Or not. I shouldn't say don't always go right. Don't always go the way you want them to go.
Yeah.
He was a very honest person, and he knew how to disagree. And he knew how to agree, and I just tried to pattern my life after him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some good professors at North Georgia that I remember, some good roommates that I remember. I remember your dad's friend John Thompson's daddy, Bo Thompson, and his wife Hilda.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that I looked up to. My mom and Grand Ruby and Grand Papa Jean and my mom and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I could go on and on, Shelby, but I think you might have run out of patience with me.
Shelby, I guess the person that I look up to the most,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's several, a lot of people I can think of, but my daddy was just a good person. My mama was too, but she had a little bit of temper. And everybody's got to have a temper to be, you know, to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy was just so gentle. And he liked to laugh. He liked to tell jokes. He was kind. Yeah. And he loved my mama. I mean, she could be as big as the side of the house. And he wanted her to have a red dress. She'd say, "Jean, I'm too big to wear red." He said, "Ruby, I love you in red." But he was so kind to her. He was mm-hmm. always kind to us. And I guess I looked up to him as much as anybody, Shelby.
Aww.
I did.
That's so cute.
So he was good. Your dad remembers him as being that way, I think, too, Shelby.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. But that's probably mine. A lot of people I could think of. But that's probably the most important.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of done. You can ask me anything if you want, but...
Now, this is for history, Shelby? Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
Okay. This must be an interesting class.
Well, it's just... We got it like a... Well, actually, I'll tell you about it. Can we, like, say bye to the recording?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
What? I think...
You're good on that recorder, Shelby.
Oh. Thank you. For your... One more, and then we're good.
Okay.
But for your great-great-grandchildren, so I guess my children, if they listen to this from
years
from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass down or what anything you'd want them to know?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Ooh. Oh.
I'd want them to love Jesus. I'd want them to love the United States of America. Mm-hmm. I'd want them to love people, to be truthful, to be dependable,
mm-hmm.
To always do the best that they can do at whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And to not think too highly of themselves. To be humble, to be thankful.
I'd truly like to meet them, Shelby.
I would too.
You could.
I wish I knew I could live that long, Shelby, to meet them. Wouldn't that be something?
You will one day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We will one day.
Yes, Shelby, that's a sweet thing to say.
But I'd like for them to have the kind of life that you've had, that we've had, and just to love people and be kind, like Papa said, and just enjoy their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And be happy with whatever they become.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Little girl, little boy.
With a little puppy dog named Louie.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Okay, do you want to say, like, okay, you're not saying bye to me, but, like, I just have to, like, end the recording that I'm doing.
Okay. Well, Shelby, I think this is wonderful that you've asked us to do this.
I do too, Shelby.
It's been fun.
I agree.
I'm glad you called us to do it. I love you.
I love you too. Wait, okay, you're not saying bye to me. Like, you're not hanging up the phone.
Okay.
We love your brother too, and your mom and dad.
We're just saying goodbye to the history class.
Okay.
But Shelby, this was fun, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Bye.